This morning I'll be reading from Ecclesiastes 9, verses 7 through to 10, and I'm reading from Eugene Peterson's The Message. And the passage goes like this: seize life, eat bread with gusto, drink wine with a robust heart. Oh yes, God takes pleasure in your pleasure. Dress festively every morning. Don't skimp on colors and scarves. Relish life with the spouse that you love, each and every day of your precarious life. Each day is God's gift. It's all you get in exchange for the hard work of this life. Make the most of each one. Whatever turns up, grab it and do it heartily. We have all come out of a very intense and a very different 12 months, having 2020 behind us and things around COVID-19 and the pandemic seeming, a lot of it seems to be in the background and level 5 and where we came from. We've all thrown around language like new normal. And what does it mean to live in this new normal? This morning, I really would love to encourage us, and I'd like to share a thought that has been on my heart lately, that somewhere in the midst of the mundane and somewhere in the midst of Monday to Friday and getting back into what we consider our normal lives, I feel God saying to us, seize life. Whatever comes your way, grab it and do it heartily. We read in Colossians 3, verse 17, that Paul writes, let every detail in your lives, whether words, whether actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking God the Father every step of the way. I wonder if this Thursday morning things have become a little bit too normal. I wonder if this Thursday morning you chose to wear the white shirt and not the bright pink shirt. I wonder if this morning you chose not to wear the scarf that you wanted to wear. Maybe this morning you could put on those shoes or put on a big fluffy hat. Who has fluffy hats? I don't even think fluffy hats are a thing. But I wonder if this morning while having breakfast, you could meet God there. I wonder if you could have a lunch or a coffee appointment with a friend and meet God there in every detail of your life. Maybe considering your pleasure as God's pleasure is a new thought for you. But I believe that as the writer suggests here, God is in every detail of your life. And I hope that this morning as you continue in your day, you would see that. I'd like to try something a little bit different as we close off in prayer this morning. And I'd like us to take a moment together to respond to God in response to this passage. If you can take a moment to close your eyes during this time and prepare to have a moment with God this morning.